Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we finished verses 7 through 10. Today, we interrupt to start with our 2018 question and answer series. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And hey, today is our annual question and answer period. We do this every December, where we answer questions that listeners have sent in over the past year. And I hope that this is helpful to you. I find that many times I've had the same question asked by several different listeners. So when we answer a question, many times you'll think it's your question, and it may be someone else's. At times I try to answer questions that you've sent in through email or typing you a letter. Other times I just look at it and for an example, if I have somebody just tell me I'm an idiot and how dumb I am and things of that nature, then I just will realize that they're not looking for an answer. They're looking to engage in the sin of debate, and so I'm not going to accommodate that. Sometimes I will answer questions that are people that accuse and accuse falsely, but it reveals the fallacies of their doctrine. And so those are things that we do in the question and answer period that we have. And so I hope that you will follow along over these next few weeks. And by the way, I don't give you the name of the people that send in the question. I just don't give you their name. So if you're looking for me to give somebody's name out for something that they have written or whatever like that, it's not going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen, and we don't want to embarrass them. Sometimes they may be talking about a relative, then everybody will know if it's their name that read who the relative is. Our announcer at the end of each day's broadcast gives you our web address as well as our street address. You go to our website, then he gives you and find the little box where it says contact us. And you just click on there. You can email me through there and email your questions to me. And I'll do my best to answer those questions. And if I can't get an answer to them, I will usually ask someone that I believe knows that can help me with it. But we want to help you get answers to your questions. And so write us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, before we get into the question and answer period, I also want to just say this about our Lamp and Light broadcast. It's Monday through Friday, and it comes on at different times in different time zones and on different stations. But our goal is to take you through a book of the Bible, verse by verse, using the Old King James Bible, sticking to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture. Speaking the truth in love is the program's motto. Our intention is to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are today, without compromise and without apology. And so I hope that you do that, and that you follow us on radio or on the internet, however you listen to us. We want you to know that that is our goal. Now, many times between when I finish a book of the Bible and start another book of the Bible, before I start that next book of the Bible, I'll have just a short series on a subject, and we believe it's something that's doctrinal that can help you along the way. So today, being December, We want to start the Q&A that we do so often during the month of December for this radio broadcast. And again, we hope it's a help to you. I know many of you are preparing for Christmas, getting people in and out and so forth. And so as you're doing that, we want you to know we are so glad that you write us, and we're so glad that you listen to us. And by the way, I want to share one thing, though, before we get started with those question answers. I received this letter from a pastor, and I just really liked it. He sent me an email of encouragement. So I wrote him back and said, what a blessing for me to read it this morning. God used it as an encouragement to me. As you know, we don't advertise or beg for money, and we hope others will tell people in their area about our website and its sermons to encourage them to listen as well. It is my prayer that these sermons will help others around the globe. Your email has been used of God to show me that God still answers prayer, because that was a prayer of this preacher. And now, you say, what does that mean? Well, this pastor was in an internet cafe. I believe that it was in Korea, could have been in some other nation. For some reason or other, Korea just keeps coming back to my mind. So whatever it is, I just want you to know that pastor had written me and said he listens, he's growing, that he's getting fed the Word of God, because he had never had that before, and he's trying to teach his people in that land, wherever it is. And so, my friend, it is great when we have pastors in foreign lands that didn't get an opportunity for Bible study and those tools that we use. And so I praise the Lord for that. And that's part of the outreach of the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. We have reached into over 190 countries. We have seen over 500,000 downloads of sermons from our website. We have had at least 1.4 million different computers log on to our website. Now, we only log them one time, their IP numbers. After that, they could log on 10, 20, 30 times or more. If you've logged on to our website, you were recorded. Your IP was recorded. Now, if you broke your computer and you got another computer, then that IP is also recorded. But for the most part, then we'd say that most of these 1.4 million are different people, and it can be a multitude of people. And because they've downloaded over 500,000 different sermons, it's possible they're burning them to CDs and distributing them among friends and in their countries. And you can do that, and they're free to download and burn to a disc if you have the ability to do that. We'd say go ahead. We don't make any money off that, and the Lamp and Light is not about making money. None of us get paid for the Lamp and Light. It's a lot of hours. I mean, many hours, but we don't get paid for it. So what we want you to know is that you can be a help, too, by getting others to listen and by getting them to really just pray for this radio station and this radio broadcast of the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Well, let's get into our questions now. This one starts out this way. There are three kinds of people. Number one, saved. Number two, those who heard the word and chose not to be saved. Number three, people who have never heard the word. My question is this. People who have never heard the word, the jungles, other countries, no missionaries to tell the gospel, what happens to them? Does the Bible say that Jesus will not return until the last person on earth has heard the gospel? Doesn't the Bible say that? I would appreciate your input. I love your program on Gospel 90.3. in Haines City, Florida. And boy, we are really thankful for those people in Haines City that listen to us. You're such a blessing to this broadcast, and we appreciate the questions that we get from that station there. And so I answered this listener with these words. I want to first thank you for listening to our program on radio station 90.3 in Haines City, Florida. We love Dr. Mickey Carter and the fine people of Landmark Baptist Church and College there. What a lighthouse for that area is 90.3. In addressing your question, it is one that many have asked over the years. People who love souls are concerned for the eternal welfare of all souls. I believe that many are very genuinely concerned, and we should be, and I believe that you, by writing this letter, have that concern. Yes, there are saved people, the people who hear and reject, and then the ones who have never heard the Word of God once in order to hear the way of salvation. Now, let me just digress from this answer as I'm giving it and share a story with you folks here. I was pastoring my first church that I pastored in Cantonment, Florida. And a man was running for the office of sheriff. He stopped by my office and said, introduced himself and said he was running for sheriff and all of these things. And so he said, I'm here to seek your vote and answer any questions you have. And so I says, well, I appreciate that. And I did ask him some things about what he believed and felt about different moral things and how to deal with some problems that are there in the city as law enforcement officers, drugs and harlotry and things of that nature. But then I said to this gentleman, I said, now let me ask you a question. Do you know that if you die today, that heaven is your home? He said, well, let me give you the answer I gave to the pastor at the First Baptist Church. I told him I've never left him. And he said that so confidently and so well. And I said, well, that's not what I mean. I says, you wouldn't mind me just taking about 10 minutes now, would you, just to explain what I mean? And I went through the plan of salvation. All have sinned and so forth, and just took them down the Romans road. When I got to the end, I says, now, do you believe that if you died today that you'd go to heaven? He said, no. I said, wouldn't you like to receive him as your Savior right now? He said to me, and he said this very seriously, he said, yes, but I don't want to because it may keep me from getting elected as the sheriff. Now, the man did get elected as a sheriff. I went to his office, the sheriff's office, twice down in Pensacola and tried to talk to him. And he was so nervous talking to him. I mean, he literally shook and never received Christ as his Savior while I was there. Now, hopefully he did years later after I'd moved there from there. But while I was there, he had never received Christ as Savior. That just breaks my heart.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.